Yeah, it's lightened up a little bit. It's still only 2,200 students. It's growing a little bit every year. There's certain things they expect out of us that are a little bit different than a public school, but overall, it's just a normal place. It's a Presbyterian school, yeah.
What kind of things are expected?
Just the usual stuff that I think they expect out of every college student, no cohabitation and keep the drinking out of the dorms and drugs and stuff like that. But they don't require us to go to chapel or any of that. It's offered, which is nice, but it's not required.
Now, how did you get from Interlake to Orchard?
Believe it or not, I was only 6'4", 190. I was an awkward kid coming out of high school. I played receiver, so I wasn't, I only ran like a 5 flat, so I wasn't exactly a top prospect. But then my body matured when I got into college, and then I grew from there, so.
What was the look weight-wise from high school senior to freshman sophomore year?
Probably about 15, 20 pounds each year. The first year, I think I went from 195 to about 220 after my freshman year. And then from there, it was like 15, 10 or 15 pounds each year.
What do you weigh in right now?
255.
In height?
6'6".
Are you surprised the NFL found you?
A little bit, yeah. But it was kind of one of those things that I always believed I could do. So it was almost like I was waiting for them to find me kind of deal. I thought about transferring at one point, but I just loved it too much there at Whitworth and realized I could still make it if I just had the good numbers, which, I was thankful to have.
When and where quarterbacks?
It was really just, I think it was after my redshirt year. I thought about just going to Washington State just to kind of get into a new atmosphere. But I'm so glad I stayed because I loved it there.
Coming from where you came from, though, how big is the combine for you now to prove what you can do? Maybe not getting the exposure other guys have ever seen.
It helps. It's nice to get some national recognition, especially for the D3 level itself. Since I've been here, it's nothing different than it's not a complete shock at all for me. But it is nice to be here and kind of be recognized by some of the bigger names.
Why did you choose Whitworth?
Why did I choose Whitworth? It just I only had a few offers from some smaller schools. I ended up going out to the campus, took a visit with my dad, just fell in love with the campus, met the coaches and the people, and just felt at home. So I ended up just choosing to go there.
What was the weight program like there, and how much do you need to get stronger? Because usually at that level, you're going to get a high level strength program.
It was actually a fairly good program. We had a couple good coaches come through. They didn't require a whole lot of off-season stuff. They sent us home with just a packet of stuff to do. A lot of people went home for the summers. My last 3 summers there, I ended up living off campus and just, I was in the Whitworth weight room every day. But other than that, it was real laid back, but still, if you did it every day, it was a real good program.
You talking about your quarterback there? Yeah, pretty good with it.
Yeah, had a very good quarterback. Joel Clark I think he's even getting some looks at Canadian football, and I know he can play arena or something like that. I think he could even play at this level if he's a little bit taller. Fantastic athlete. He just knew how to find receivers. He could move, which helped the tight end. Yeah, we loved it. It was so much fun playing with him, and we started to connect. And he was a 4-year starter, so about the time that I started playing, he was kind of coming into his own as well. So,
what do you think you need to do to help your stock rise over the next few days or this weekend?
I think just do what I've been doing. I know I can run some fast times. I know I can jump high. And I think once I do that, it'll back up. My height and weight, I feel like, are pretty good. So once I do the numbers that I'm capable of doing, I think I'll be right there.
How fast can you run in the chapter?
I know I can run in the 4.6 area, and I believe that that's fast enough to give me some legitimate opportunities.
Did you say that your school is the least known of any of the players at this combine?
I would think so, especially with all the, everybody I tell, I'm Michael, I'm from Whitworth, they'd be like, oh, now where's Whitworth? And even after I tell them Spokane, sometimes they don't recognize. So, yeah, I would think Whitworth is one of those schools that nobody knows about.
Is that a good conversation starter?
Yeah, I mean, it makes it lighthearted. And I've gotten used to the fact that nobody knows where I'm from, so.
With a linebacker who's 5'10", 210 pounds, I mean, who are you facing?
No, there's actually, Division III is not as small as everybody thinks, and that's another reason why I'm happy to be here, just to kind of show that, guys at this level can play. There were definitely some smaller players because a lot of people do go to D3 just so they can play. But there are another couple athletes, especially we started playing some East Coast teams, and Division III is a lot bigger over in the Midwest and East Coast. And, I'd see guys that are 6'2", 220, 230. I mean, there's definitely some good athletes there.